Bible tonight and turn with me to the book of Exodus chapter number 13 tonight. Exodus chapter number 13 tonight. And I want to look in a couple chapters there in just a moment in Exodus chapter 13. Then also I'm going to be going to the book of Joshua tonight, chapter number 3. And I'll be going over there in just a moment and share with you. I mentioned last night that I had jotted down a message title in the notes of my Bible. And today I was sitting at the house preparing for Sunday, and the Lord just put this message together for me on my heart. And so I put it together today. And so this will be the first time that I preached it. I'm planning on preaching it Sunday morning at my church. And then a few of our church members walked in tonight. So if they don't like it, they can just stay at home now. But Exodus chapter number 13 is where I'm going to be. Real quick before I read, I want to thank all of you for the great opportunity once again to be able to preach for you here at the High Point Camp Meeting. I appreciate so much this. Thank you for Brother Sammy, Brother David, Brother Tim, Brother Rick, all of you, and I know it's many of you. Thank you for allowing me to come, and we've enjoyed it. Miss Wendy's been able to come with me each night, and I appreciate her riding down with me. And I just want to thank you for that. You keep praying for us. We're going to pray for you. And boy, you've got some great preaching next week, Brother Dagenhart. And of course, Brother Joe, I think, is going to be with you next week as well. Is that right? And so I know that you'll enjoy the meeting as it continues on next week. I'll be, I think, on Tuesday night in the Louisville-Clemens area preaching. And then back at my church on Wednesday. And it's been a little unusual to be out at all after this year. And so it's been good to get out a little bit and enjoy seeing some of God's people. Well, look, if you would, at chapter number 13 tonight and verse number 17 of the book of Exodus. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. You shall carry up my bones away hence with you." Now, if you would, I want you to look over, please, to chapter 14. And I want you to look at verse number 13. The Bible says, "And now the people of God have left Egypt, and now they are there at the banks of the Red Sea." The Bible says, "Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thou thy rod, stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Now take your Bible, if you would, real quickly. Go with me to Joshua chapter number 3. Joshua chapter number 3. And I want us to look at verse number 8. The Bible says, "And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, and all the others. And behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the souls of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, the waters of Jordan, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon as a heap. Now, I want you to look at verse 15. And as they that bare the ark were coming to Jordan, the feet of the priests that bare the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. Now, I want you to stay with me, if you would, kind of make a place, and stay with me, if you would, a little bit in both of these three chapters of the Word of God. I told you the other night, and I'm going to preach on this thought, and you can go ahead and be seated tonight. I told you the other night that God had gave me this thought. I jotted it down in my Bible, didn't know when the Lord would have me to use it. But I want to preach a few moments tonight on the subject. If He brings you to it, He'll take you through it. If He brings you to it, He'll take you through it. Now, of course, you know, and you know the Bible, you know tonight that these are two great crossings of the people of God that you find. You find one of them with Moses as he leads the people of God. And the Bible says he led them out of Egypt and led them by the way because God had the blood applied and God set them free. What a great picture of our salvation. And then the Bible says they came to the Red Sea. The people began to murmur and look at Moses like, Moses, we can't believe that you led us here and we're going to die in the wilderness. But the good news is that God was going to make a way. Hey, now also over with Joshua. God again led Joshua as he led the people of God. Matter of fact, Joshua was the one that followed Moses. God said about that, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. How many of you glad tonight that the same God of Moses is the same God of Joshua and the same God of both of them is your God, my God tonight? I'm thankful for that. Amen. So these are two great crossings in the Word of God. Now I know many of preachers preached about the crossing of the Red Sea. One of my favorite messages that I preached for years of my ministry, especially in evangelism, was lessons you learn standing at the Red Sea. And I thank God for the messages from there. And then I'm glad that I've been able to preach about the crossing of the Jordan. But one thing the Lord showed me that I want to show you tonight, and I want you to see tonight, I want you to notice, if you study about this, you'll find that the Red Sea crossing and the Jordan crossing, both of those times, God led the people of the Lord there. If you study your Bible, as I've read, I don't have time to read it all tonight, but you'll find out if you read it tonight, you'll find out that God planned the path for the people of God when He led them to the Red Sea. And then God planned the path of the people of God when He led them to the Jordan. Hey, as we have already heard tonight, I think we understand this very well. There is nothing that happens in our life. There is nothing that surprises God. God has a plan, and God will take care of that plan and orchestrate that plan, and God will lead us the way that He wants us to go. But I want you to notice this. You'll find that in the Word of God, when God led them to the Red Sea, God led them through the Red Sea. When God led them to the Jordan, God led them through the Jordan. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Here's what I'm saying. If God leads you to it, God will lead you through it. Amen? Hey, this is no surprise to God. It's no surprise that we got all the little X's on the floor and putting stuff over our face when they make us. And it's no surprise we're living in a world like we are today. Why? It's not a surprise to God. God knew a long time ago that you and I would be in this place in this time, even as He said to Esther, for such a time as this. God knew without a doubt that you and I would be right here. But guess what? Hey, God watches after us. We are God's children. God knows where we're at. And so if God's led us to it, God's going to lead us through it. Amen. I'm convinced that God's just as real tonight as He's ever been. Amen. And I'm thankful for that night. There's not a lot of things today you can trust. People will lie to you in a minute. News will lie to you. Politicians lie to you. But I want to tell you this. I'm glad this word stands forever. I'm glad God said He'd be there. So I began to think about this thought. If He brings you to it, He'll take you through it. And I began to think about some things that God showed me in both of these passages that I want to share a little bit with you today. I want you to notice as the people of God are going through the Red Sea and they're going across the Jordan. I want you to notice some things that we don't need to miss in both of these crossings. Matter of fact, they apply to our lives even tonight. The first thing we're going to look at, and I'm just going to talk about their steps, because every time we go through something, we take another step and another step and another step, and we go through whatever God is leading us through. So I want you to notice, first of all, it was ordered steps. It was ordered steps. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? I jotted these two things down today in my notes so I would not forget them. Did God know that the Red Sea would be there when He led the people of God out? Did God know when they didn't take the route they could have took, but they took the long route, that God still know that the Red Sea was there? The answer is, yes, He did. By the way, and I'll say more about this later, did God know when Joshua was going to cross the Jordan that it was in the flood season and the waters in the banks were overflowing? Did God already know that? Absolutely, God already knew that. But He led them that way anyway, and that says to me that the way of God isn't always the easiest way, but is always the best way, and you and I have ordered steps from the Lord. Amen. I believe that tonight. I believe when God delivered the people, He led them directly to both of those places. Matter of fact, the book of Psalms tells us like this in Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Friend, if you go in the way God wants you to go and live in the way God wants you to live, God says, I'm going to guide your steps. Notice He didn't say that He's going to guide the steps of the sinful man or the steps of a sorry man, but He said, I'm going to guide the steps of a good man. Preacher, why in the world would God lead us to something that we don't know how we're going to cross or how we're going to get through it? Hey, because here's what, God knows a lot about Himself, and He knows who He is, and He knows if He leads you to it, He can lead you through it. Amen. They were ordered steps. Matter of fact, Job said it like this, but He knoweth the way that I take. Job said He knoweth the way. It was ordered steps. Job, listen, he didn't hear that conversation in heaven. He didn't hear that conversation that went on between the devil and God. Job never heard that. But Job knew this. Job knew wasn't none of that come in his life unless God permitted it to come in his life. And friend, I've learned this in my 38 years in the ministry, and that's this. If it comes in my life and I'm a child of God and I didn't bring it on myself out of foolishness, I am convinced that God orders my steps no matter where I go. Amen. So I want to say this tonight, just some thoughts that God put on my heart during the day today. It was ordered steps. But then I want you to think about this. They were omnipresent steps. There's a lot of attributes of God in your Bible. There's the omniscience of God. He's an all-knowing God. There is the omnipresence of God, and that is that God is everywhere. And I want you to understand that when the people of God are going through this very Red Sea, or they're going through the Jordan, there is one thing they are not going without. They are not going without the presence of a holy God that had led them this far. And you know what I like? I like the fact that when God leads us. God doesn't lead us and then leave us alone. But when God leads us, He goes with us. He guides us. He's there every step of the way. I'm glad I can count on the Lord to be there when nobody else is there. I'm glad the Lord will be there in spite of it all. Amen. Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, for He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In Deuteronomy 3, He said it like this, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, neither be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Can I tell you this? If He leads you through to it, He'll walk you through it. Amen. Hey, if He leads you to it, He'll walk you through it. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Amen. And say this tonight, all of us have had somebody during our lives that may have forsaken us. Somebody that said they would be there, but later on they were not there. Maybe the battle got big and all of a sudden they're gone and they're not there. Every preacher here knows what that's like. People you had confidence in, people you love, and you invested your life in them, and then one day they're just gone. They're just gone. Preacher, God just led this or did that or whatever it is. And we always take that personal whether we want to or not. But I want to say this. I can tell you tonight, I'm glad I serve a God that when He saved me at 17 years old and He told me He'd never leave me, I'm glad He's guided my steps. And when I got to the bank of the Red Sea or I got to the bank of the Jordan, I'm glad the Lord has been with me every step of the way. And guess what? That hasn't changed in 2020. He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still with me. And He's still with you tonight. Amen. Omnipresent steps. Omnipresent simply means He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He said, I'll be with you. Then I began to think about this. This was opportunity steps. Listen to me now. Remember, I'm preaching tonight. If He brings you to it, He'll lead you through it. Can I tell you this? God will never allow anything to come in your life that He doesn't have a purpose. God will never allow anything to come in your life that is godly, that's been in your life, that is direction. Now, I understand some people bring things in their life that has nothing to do with God, and God gets blamed for a lot of that. But I'm talking about when God leads you and when God guides you and when God directs your life, He is doing it for an opportunity in your life for God to do something with you. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Let's notice about the crossing of the Jordan. The Bible says in verse 15 that we read, and as they that bear the ark were coming to the Jordan, the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water. Then God makes sure we know this. For Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. My Lord, preacher, why in the world would God send them across the Jordan in the flood season? I'll tell you why He'll do that. Because it's an opportunity to show that He is God. It's an opportunity to show it doesn't matter if there's a flood. It doesn't matter how deep the water is. It doesn't matter how great it is. God wanted all of us to know, I'm big enough to take care of that, and there ain't nothing too big for me. What a great opportunity we have to see God in the middle of all of that. Amen. Boy, I thought about Elijah over there and them prophets of Baal. They cutting themselves, foaming at the mouth, laying all over that altar, no fire. Elijah had a little fun with them about waking up their God. Then he said, put some more buckets of water on it. You know what Elijah was saying? Elijah said, God's unordered my steps, and God ordered me right here, and God's getting ready to do something. He said, not only is God going to take care of that sacrifice, I want you to put the water on it. He's going to take care of the water. He's going to take care of the sacrifice. He's going to take care of it all. Why? Because every step we take that is led of God is an opportunity for God to do something in our lives. Amen. You see, oh, but preacher, you just don't understand tonight. You don't understand. I don't know why in the world God's led me. Well, that's what the people of God were like too. They got to the Red Sea and they got to complaining. Had to be Baptist Jews. Amen. They got to the Red Sea, got to complaining. Would to God we'd have died in Egypt. Isn't it amazing how quick you forget about the mire of Egypt? Isn't it amazing how you forget how tough it was in Egypt and how all that sin was? And you know, all that mire and all that stuff was a picture of sin, and those slime pits were a picture of sin. But thank God when the blood was applied and the death angel came through, and God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Friend, the same God that brought Egypt, Israel out is the same God that takes us through it when He leads us to it. Amen. It's always an opportunity. It's always an opportunity. This year, there's got to be an opportunity. Right? I'll be honest with you. I don't like preaching to a cell phone. I don't like sitting in my house. I had to do that when we had 72 people in our church with this virus. When I had it for 11 days, but I want to say this to you. I thank God because I've got folks that I've got to baptize that were listening to me online and got saved. And when they got saved, now they're coming to church and I'm going to be baptizing them. Hey, God, listen, it doesn't matter. God can take lemons and turn them into lemonade in a minute. I love church. I want to be in church. I'm glad that I'm in church. I'm glad God's allowed us to do that. But friend, I'm going to tell you this. God's never going to lead us anywhere by accident. Not if you'll stay in the will of God. Not if you keep going the way God wants you to go. And you keep doing the way God wants you to do. Listen, this is not somebody started doing this a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 38 years ago I started this journey preaching the Word of God. And I'm going to say something to you. I have not always understood where He led me. I have not always in my life could figure out why am I here. But you know what I learned in my life? If I'll just wait on God, if I'll be patient. Moses said, be still and know that He is God. Brother Tim, I'm glad there ain't nothing God's ever led me to that He didn't lead me through. And there ain't nothing in my life that God has not, when He led me to it and led me through it, He went with me as I went through it. Amen. You said, Brother Hazel, where was God at when you had 72 people in your church of COVID-19, two die, and you had it? Same place He always was. It's the same place. He's still God, and still God then, He's still God now. He was good then, He's good now. Amen. Nothing caught Him by surprise. Nothing did. I don't know why. I don't know what He's doing. All I know is this. I know He knoweth the way that I take. I know He knoweth the way that I take. Amen. You can get excited. This is a 4-point sermon, not a 5. I feel almost like a compromiser when you don't preach 5 points or 3. But this is 4. 4 feels weird, you know. But anyway, 3 or 5, but whatever. I want you to notice they've ordered steps. Second of all, they were omnipresent steps. God was with them. Third of all, they were opportunity steps. God had a chance to show who God was. I'm talking about parting the Red Sea and the Jordan in the flood stage. Right? But then I want you to see finally they were ovation steps. Look back in your Bible a moment. Joshua chapter 4. Verse number 7. By the way, I do have 5 points. I was just kidding. I forgot I added the other one. Joshua 4. Joshua 4 verse 7. The Bible says, "Then you shall answer them." This is after the Jordan. "That the waters of Jordan will cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan." By the way, they were not to move till the ark moved. In other words, they shouldn't move till God moves. "The waters of the Jordan will cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." Now, I want you to notice this. One day your kids are going to say, "Hey, what mean these stones?" And you're going to say, "Well, this is the way God led us." You say, "God led you through the Jordan?" Yeah, during the flood season. "God led us through the Jordan. Papa, God led you through the Jordan." Yeah, He led it through the Jordan during the flood season. Why didn't He do it during the dry season? Because He could do it anytime He wanted to. And it was the flood season. And God led us through it. And we ought to just give Him an ovation. We ought to just praise Him. So we're going to put up a memorial. You know why? Because we want people to remember, if God led you to it, God will lead you through it. You don't put the memorial up on the other side of Jordan, because that's just where He led you to it. But you put it on the other side where He led you through it. How many of you in your life got some memorials? I'm about to have church now, because I'm thinking in myself right now, I'm about to have church. How many in your life could... I'm telling you, y'all help me now. I got to calm down. I'm going to swallow one of these bugs. How many of you in your life could put up a memorial and say, "Oh, God led me through it, and God was there, and I could count on Him, and I could trust Him, and I just want to say as a memorial, look what God did." Ovation steps. Then I couldn't help but to add this one. I remember it now. Y'all pray for him, I'm getting old. Brother Carl looked at me and said, "You're looking young." I said, "Brother Carl, don't be lying now. I want you to see this. I call this other side steps." You look back and think, how in the world did I make it through that? How in the world? When those people of God got on the other side of that river, that sea of Red Sea, and watched them waves crashing in. You look back at it. You ever been through something in your life when you're going through it, you're just trying to go through it? I mean, it wasn't figuring it out. It wasn't deciphering it. It wasn't this, that, and the other. You just going through it, and all you were occupied with was getting through it. But then one day, you all of a sudden take a breath. And you look back and you say, how in the world did I ever get through it? Amen? Hallelujah. I'll tell you how you got through it. When you couldn't do it, He took you in His arms. When you couldn't make it, He lifted you up. When you didn't have strength, I've often said this, it's not you, but it's what's in you. It's what's in you that matters. It's not you, it's what's in you. You'd have saw the Red Sea. Don't get so hard on them people of God when they saw that Red Sea. Pharaoh's army's coming. They can hear the feet of those horses trampling. They know they're coming to kill them. They got a Red Sea in front of them. They've been in mire and mud pits all their life. They don't know nothing about what God's getting ready to do. We've all been there, haven't we? Oh, Lord, I can't believe this. Amen. I'm going to tell you the truth. You may not act like that, but I've acted like that too many times. Amen. Other side steps. I want to leave you with this thought. I looked up the whole song, but this was what was on my heart, this chorus. You know the song as soon as I began to read the lyrics, not sing the lyrics. I don't make joyful noise. The songwriter said this, "He leadeth me, He leadeth me by His own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. They didn't write songs back then to make top 40 chart. I got no problem with God using a song. I'm okay. I got good friends, got good songs. But I'm telling you this tonight, them songwriters and them old songs, but they had a heart for God and a heart with God. That's why I've stayed with that stuff, and I'm not changing. I mean it. I like the old time singing, old time songs. Amen. We got people sometimes, they want to go to church somewhere else because they want some of that new stuff. Listen, that's between them and God, but I'm staying with the old paths. I'm way too far down the road now to turn back. Amen. I still like my King James Bible. I still like hallelujah, amen, glory to God. Wave a hanky every now and then. I still like music that gets in your heart, not just your feet. Amen. He leadeth me. So I'll say this to you tonight. If He brings you to it, He'll lead you through it. You say, well, preacher, I wish He wouldn't even bring me to it. You don't have that choice. You are bought with a price. Don't jump up and down and say, thank God I'm not going to hell. Jesus paid it all. Well, if He paid for you, He owns you. Amen. I don't always understand everything He's doing, but I know the judge of the whole world will do right. I do know that. Amen. You know how some of y'all walked into camp meeting? Sister, you come on up here and play for us or whoever you want to. Let's stand our feet a minute. Some of you tonight come into camp meeting tonight. You come into camp meeting tonight. Some of you are at that place tonight where you're standing there looking, thinking, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through this? Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been getting calls literally, my wife will tell you, from pastors across the country. And I don't know how all of them know what we went through in our church and what we dealt with. But they call one of their brother, hey, so how did you get through it? Did your mission program suffer? And I say, no. I did. Is your offering still good? I say, yes. I preach, are your people still with you? I said, so far as I know, I ain't seen them in 4 weeks. But I tell them, I said, look, this didn't surprise God. Right? It didn't surprise the Lord. So you may be there tonight thinking, Lord, how am I going to get through that? What am I going to do to get through that? I've talked to many a preacher. I mean, some of them about ready to go back to public work. How am I going to get through that? Well, all I know is if He brings us to the brink of the river, then He'll walk with us through it. Like some of you, I've been doing this a long time. Brother Rick, how many years have you been in the ministry? 40 years. Brother Carl, how many years have you been in the ministry? Over 40 years now? 34. Preacher, how many years y'all been in the ministry? 21? 12 years in the ministry. Been doing this 38 years of my life. And I'm going to tell you this. I have grumbled by the riverbank before. I'm not up here trying to be some super spiritual, got it all in control. Jumped up and down and said, well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, I got 72 with COVID-19. Well, praise Jesus. No. That wasn't me. Especially wasn't me when I watched two precious people that prayed for me every day die. I'm talking about two prayer warriors that stood by this preacher. God said to me, there'll be people listening to me online Sunday that are not back at church yet, they've been devastated by this disease, and they're going to need to hear these words. If God will bring you to it, God will lead you through it. You may be there tonight. You may be in the middle of it. Some of you men have heard me preach that message, Lessons Learned at the Red Sea. And I talk about when Israel's in the middle of it. Got to be somebody, it's such a long line of them, somebody had to get out first. And I believe the ones that got out first have been waving at the ones in the middle of it, saying, keep on going, it's all right, you're going to make it. I believe there's a, Lord, I'm feeling from preaching. I'm about to get baptized because, listen, I want you to watch this. I'm convinced there's a crowd in glory. Now, I don't believe they're looking down on a sin-cursed world. I believe heaven's heaven. But I believe with all my heart they're pulling for us. Amen. You know who I thought lately was two of the smartest people that I'd seen in a lot of years? Is them two astronauts that got in that thing and left. Remember a while back when they took off? Them boys got in that, they left the earth. Up there somewhere with Marvin the Martian. This stupid crowd today, excuse me, this not smart crowd today is trying to take Marvin's gun away from him, his laser away from him. Elmer Fudd's gun away from him. People crazy, man. If you offended by Marvin and Elmer, you got some serious problems. Your problem's bigger than COVID, I'll tell you that. Huh? You've been through the middle of it. But guess what? It won't be long. It'll come to pass. Probably November. I have a Christian doctor that gave me one of the drugs that the government don't want them to give you when I had COVID. Within a few days, I was better. Christian doctor, loves God. She said, preacher, I'm going to give you something. It'll help you. And she's right. I can tell you who she is. But I'll tell you this tonight. He'll get you through it. Amen.